Well, well, well. Look who it is. Oh, is my neighbor looking at me? What was that? All right, guys, welcome back to a new season. Welcome back to a new season, it's been months, years, and dog years. Eons, if this is Venus, you know. If you're listening to this, if you're listening to this, welcome back to another episode of My Crunchy Podcast. Thank you for being so committed, patient, just the patron, really. You know, just one of God's soldiers. If you are truly a fan of this podcast and you've waited this long without doxing me, and for those of you know that don't know what doxing is, that means releasing my address to the internet. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Thank you for staying on this train that has not this train that hasn't stopped since like 2018, 2019. But you know what? This train has made a lot of stops. A lot of stops. This train is actually very consistent, very busy. We make a lot of frequent stuff, a lot of frequent stops. Sorry. I figured, you know what? It's time to. What's the term I'm looking for here? Time to stir the pot, right? You know, I pride myself in not being actually messy, just like fake messy. You know, I like to think that I'm an edgy girl, but the reality is I'm actually a very sleepy girl. You know what I mean? Like today, for example, I woke up at the first time, I think I woke up like at 9 or 10 in the morning. And then I was like, ooh, I need a nap. All right. So then I woke up around like, I think 1. I could be wrong. And if it's not 1, it was definitely 3. So, yeah. It's snooze o'clock over here. It's snooze headquarters, really. But it's Sunday, you know. I went out on Friday. I had a cute little time with my little gay friends. And I think I had like 2 drinks, y'all. We went to a straight club. Yep. I'll give you guys some time to process that. So we went to a straight club because, me personally, I wanted to cleanse the palate, you know, I wanted to get out of the routine of hitting the same 2-3 queer spaces that we have here in Phoenix. And, we went to a straight club. This is actually Mill Ave. If you're familiar with Phoenix, we call it Mill Ave here in Tempe. And if you know Mill Ave, then I mean, you get the vibes. You're with the shits. And with that being said, I'm so sorry. So we went to the club. I had 1 drink, y'all. Mind you, this club that we went to, it's known for serving these buckets, these little plastic buckets. They're like, if you put it in like volume wise, I think it's about a good 3 drinks, like those regular normal size drinks. I want to say it's probably at least 5 or 6. for like $18, right? But obviously, like, with the ice and all that shit, comes out to like maybe 3 drinks, maybe, you know, depends where you're going, because there's some places that are very loosey-goosey with the way they be making drinks, which is fine, I'm not complaining, but we will touch that subject again. So basically, we went out, I had one drink, one bucket, okay, $18. It was $18, and listen, I'm not going to make a big fuss about it, but we will get back to it. I saw the charge on my bank statement. It said 19, so I don't know. I feel like I was robbed, and I was definitely robbed. I was definitely robbed because after finishing that bucket, I was neither bust, nor tipsy, nor drunk, nor horny. And if you know anything about me, I stay horny. So the fact that this bucket didn't even help, you know what I mean? It's kind of the reason why I'm saying that I was basically fucking robbed. Because, one, if I'm paying $18 worth of alcohol, I feel like I should get a little tingle. You know what I mean? There's been drinks at bars or places in general, professionally served. I'm not talking about, like, you know, me in my house serving myself, because, you know, we know what that looks like when we, you know, when we go buffet style at the house, you know what I mean? Professionally served drinks by bartenders. I've been at places that within 2-3 sips, my nipples are hard. As Toby Lowe would put it, nipples are hard, ready to go. After 3 drinks, okay? And those are the best drinks. Yes, they're strong. But I will come back for more. Like, I think when I'm put in those situations, it's God punishing me because he knows that I have, like, very low self-control sometimes. So he's like, here's some drinks, have some fun, you know. Here's your hangover too, bitch. You know what I mean? So, however, I've never complained about those drinks. You know, but those are the kind of drinks that make you feel the next day like, did I get fucking roofied? That is one thing about those like, you know, very well-served bartender drinks that make you feel like, well, goddamn, did I get fucking roofied? No, bitch. Some bartender out there just really knows how to do their job. That's what it is. And you probably went to the same one and he fucked you up. Like, it's so crazy how we think that we got assaulted because somebody out there did their job correctly. You know what I mean? So, anyways, this fucking bucket just didn't do anything. You know what I mean? It didn't, just did not get the job done. We left after that because honestly, I'm not going to go pay another $18 for a fucking bucket of juice. Sorry. So we left the straight club, and, you know, I think that was enough palate cleansing for, you know, the next few months. And we leave the straight club, we go over to our regular gay club, and I had one more drink there, actually. We didn't show up too late, you know, we still had, like, a good, you know, cute hour and a half, but we were just doing something small, something cute, something quick, something fun, right? We were not trying to get destroyed on Friday, that's for sure. So, good for us for actually sticking by that. I don't know if it's because maybe we weren't feeling it, but I mean, like, you know, when you have those nights where you you want to go out, but you don't want to get fucked up. It was definitely one of those nights. And we accomplished that, right? It was very cold, too. So anyways, went out Friday night. Saturday night, didn't do anything. Actually, I lied. I had dinner with my friend David, a friend of the pod. He has been on the podcast, if you guys remember David. And when I had dinner, I'll say this. I had never been to Portillo's. That's where we went for dinner. And I thought, I knew, just because that I had never been there, but just because I knew that it had a drive-thru, I knew that it wasn't going to be anything fancy. But for some reason, because I knew I was hanging out with David, I kind of dressed up a little bit. Because David is the kind of bitch to dress up to go to the gas station. You know what I mean? Like, David is that girl. So I dressed up a little bit. So mind you, as I'm like 5 minutes from leaving my house, I'm like, about to leave in 5 minutes. I told him I had to change my fit, basically. He's like, oh, I'm just dressed basic. I'm like, well, good to know after I had already changed the fit anyways. I wasn't going to undress again. Because one of my biggest pet peeves is once you're dressed, putting on cologne, you're ready to go, right? Nipples are hard, ready to go. Having to change the outfit because you wasted the cologne on those clothes. So now what? And I have to waste more cologne on the new outfit, right? So anyways, had dinner with David at Portillo's. Get there. Definitely way overdressed for that. But we had dinner at Portillo's, and then we went to his apartment. We took an edible. I took half an edible because if I take a full edible and still had to drive home, girl, I would have been in fucking Mars. I would have been driving a fucking spaceship. So we watched about 3 or 4 hours of Wendy Williams compilations. If that's not a faggy ass Saturday night with your friend, I don't know what is. So Saturday night, you know, chill night, dinner, everything. And then today's Sunday night. Today is November something. Is this the second or third week of November? I don't know. But Thanksgiving is already next week. That's crazy. And it's going to go by even faster because I have a Friendsgiving this weekend. And then 5 days later, it's Thanksgiving. That's wild. November was not fucking around. It was really like, let's get this year over with. There is no agenda in November. Let's get this shit over with. And that's okay with me. I don't know. This year, I will say, I think we've been in holiday season, right? I feel like once October hits, it's officially holiday season. Hasn't felt very holiday-ish. Halloween was fine this year. It was cute. Now it's Thanksgiving. I'm sure that it'll be fine too. And, you know, obviously next month, just Christmas and shit. But I don't know. I guess it's still a little early. But I think we're like halfway through it. I mean, we're halfway through holiday season. After January 1st, it's not the holidays for me anymore. January 2nd means nothing to me. Sorry to that man. But remember earlier when I was telling you guys that we have got, well, I didn't tell you guys this, but you guys remember that bucket I was bitching about like 5 minutes ago? Because it was just a bucket. The bucket did its job. However, that alcohol did not do its job. It did not pull its weight. Because, to reiterate, I did not get fucked up. I did not get drunk. If I want to pay $18 worth of alcohol professionally served in a bucket that's, I want to say, at least 45 ounces. I don't know. I didn't measure it. You can't even take them home. Honestly, I'm not sure what they need them for. Anyways, they can't really use them. But I would say knowing straight bars, they probably do. So, it brings me to my point that I feel like we have got to start asking for refunds at bars if the drinks are trash. Like, they, in my opinion, they are no better than, you know, going to a restaurant and asking for a refund or exchange of goods if the goods are not up to par. You know what I mean? Like, what makes them above doing that? Like, why do we feel like we can't ask for that at a bar, at a club, if the service is trash? You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about, like, the security. So, you know, some securities and bouncers and stuff like that, they can be very just rude and aggressive. We get it, because honestly, like, I prefer that over somebody that's just letting anybody in. You know what I mean? Because we hear too many fucking horror stories at clubs anyways. And on top of that, there is already, you know, horror stories that happen with having such strict security. So I'm not talking about that. Keep the securities rough. Keep the securities POWs. That's fine. And POW means prisoner of war, for those of you that don't understand. But at the end of the day, it's still a business transaction, right? Like, I have the choice of going here and coming back, and I have the choice of never coming back again. Like, bars are a luxury expense, and it's time. I feel like it's time we remind them about it, because, like, this is like, because this bullshit service they've been getting away with ain't cutting it anymore. You know, like, they got to be reminded that they are customer funded. Like, it's really hard to put into words how basically, like, how vulnerable or how afraid we are. I don't know. Like, what is it? Like, I really, 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 really want to know the counterpoint to what I'm talking about, right? Like, there's people that are going to be like, well, you just don't have to go, or bars, this, this, and that. And I'm like, yeah, but why do we allow bars to get away with this shit? Like, you know, you rarely or ever see any videos or anything like that of people in bars, like, being Karens, you know, just to help paint the picture here. Be Karens at a bar. You know, it's people getting kicked out because they're being messy and violent and stuff like that. That's different. That is totally different. I'm talking about, like, okay, if I'm on my first or second drink and I'm like, okay, this is not, like, this ain't doing it. This is just fucking, if I'm getting a rum and cokes, that's what I get. There's been so many cases where I've gone like three or four, like four or five drinks, and it's all just fucking coke. You know, like, I'm sure there's rum in there, and I know it depends on the kind of rum, depending on, you know, top shelf and stuff like that. I get it. But at what point do we turn it back on them? And it's like, well, your bartenders suck. Maybe your bartenders need to get trained. And I know that you guys probably don't train them. These are just like people that, you know, said they had a bartender experience and showed up, and, you know, now we're here expecting good service. You know what I mean? So I think it's okay, you know, I think it's time to bring up that conversation of, like, no, your bar sucks. Let's all start standing up for each other. Like, nobody, I feel like nobody does that, you know? And I personally don't care to be that dick that's like, well, this is fucking terrible. Like, these drinks are terrible. The service is terrible. And it's so crazy how just thinking about even doing that at a bar or a club sounds so taboo and so weird, because we're so conditioned to think that, you know, that's not what you're supposed to do, you know? Like, I don't know. I guess that's really, you know, what I'm trying to say, because an $18 drink, I'm paying for an $18 alcoholic drink. And it's not even about the money. It's really not about the money. But the money does add up, right? It's more so about the, like, I don't care about spending $18 on a drink if that drink is gonna fuck me, right? Like, $18 on a drink for it to just be juice, that's insane. That's wild. And I'm not about to go to every single bartender and see who makes the best drinks. You know what I mean? There should be some level of consistency amongst the bartenders. But I mean, even like the culture of like bar culture, you know, club culture, is so like it's so normal for the staff and the people there to just be like either cussing or have a bad attitude and blah blah blah. Again, I'm not trying to be a Karen about it. It's not about me trying to be like PC about this situation. It's more so like I'm not going to Olive Garden and, you know, hearing the staff just cuss up and down the place or have a poor attitude and, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, we let so many things slide with bars and clubs. And because, okay, well, you know, we're out here and, you know, we're getting drunk and we're drinking. And, you know, this ain't the place to not be vulgar, right? But because we've let them get away with so much of it, and it's kind of bleeding into the service, it's bleeding into the goods. And it's time people stand the fuck up for it, you know? Like, this is 30. I just turned 30, and is this what 30 looks like? Is this 30? You know? I mean, it kind of makes sense. You know, I've paid my dues in my 20s, you know what I mean? I've done my things, I've seen my things, I fucked, you know, like I've done a lot of things in my 20s, right? I've also have grown and learned a lot from my 20s, and I think this is one of those things where it's like I'm not accepting bare minimum anymore. I'm not accepting bullshit, you know. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not over here at the local fucking KFC, you know, shouting at these people, but also KFC's not inconsistent. Like, these bartenders are out here. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess let me know what you guys think. You know, let me know in the comments. Let me know somewhere. What do you guys think about this? Like, just like I also want to know what the counter argument to this thing is. Don't get me wrong. I'm okay with being wrong. I just want to know, like, am I overthinking this, or is it fair to say, is it fair to ask for good service at a bar and a club, you know, and saying something if you don't, you know? So it's really just like any other service, any other good, any other, you know, like I said, business transaction, you know? If it's good, it's good, it's fine, and I'll go about my day and I'll probably, you know, leave a good little review. But if it's not, then I'm gonna say something. I think that's fair. I think that should count for everything. So, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. So, anyways, guys, let's go ahead and wrap this up for two reasons. One, I think we've had our, you know, our fair share of welcome back. And two, I am out of breath. And I finished my water. I didn't think I was going to finish my entire water at the gym because I only went to go walk on the treadmill for like 40 minutes because I showed up like 50 minutes before the actual gym closed, which is fine. It's fine. You know, I'm not a gym rat. I'm just there to put in my little exercise, you know, and do whatever the hell that does and come home and eat like crap. So I'm back on my little it's not a health kick by any means, it's just my little gym kick, I guess you can say. Let's see how long this lasts, because I went to the gym 5 times this week, and usually by the next day after the 5th day, I don't want to fucking smell that gym. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to think about it. Ugh. Anyways, well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another one of my manic episodes. I will see you guys back here on the podcast next time. I'm not gonna promise you when. I'm not gonna say when because y'all know, just like these bartenders, we are also very inconsistent over here at My Crunchy Podcast LLC. So I will LLC you guys later. Have a good week. Bye.